Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We give Him all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 145, verses 2 to 3. It says, every day, or rather I will read it to you from verse 1 itself, I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. My dear brothers and sisters, you know, we love that beautiful hymn, O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul. Isn't it a great opportunity for letting your soul sing praises unto Jehovah for all His wonderful things, right? So today I would encourage you of this beautiful hymn of praise and adoration that reminds us of God's unlimited power and love in creation and redemption. Although written in the past century, the hymn has become familiar to congregation just since the close of World War II. It especially became an international favorite after the Billy Graham evangelistic team used it in their meetings during the late 1940s and early 1950s. The original text was written by Swedish pastor Carl Boberg in 1886. While visiting a beautiful country estate, Boberg was caught in a sudden thunderstorm. The awesome and violent lightning and thunder quickly ended, leaving clear, brilliant sunshine and the calm. Sweet singing of the birds and the trees, falling on his knees in awe and adoration of Almighty God, the pastor wrote 9 stanzas of praise. Swedish congregations began to sing his lines to one of their old folk tunes. The text was later translated into German and Russian, and ultimately into English by the Reverend Stuart K. Hine and his wife, English missionaries to the people of the Ukraine. When war broke out in 1939, it was necessary for the Hines to return to Britain, where Reverend Hine added the 4th stanza to this hymn. These 4 stanzas have since ministered and inspired God's people worldwide. Hallelujah. And the 4th stanza we all know, when Christ shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home, what joy shall fill my heart, then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's have a word of prayer. Abba Father, we want to say thank you for your goodness and for your grace that abounds over our lives. We give you the praise. We give you the glory and the honor. We give you dominion, power, and authority for the wonderful creation of yours. Lord God Almighty, you are a majestic God. You are a magnificent God. You are an almighty Savior, a mighty deliverer, redeemer, healer, provider, protector. You are our everything. And we love you, Jesus. We praise you, Abba Father God. Lord God Almighty, today our hearts are filled with gratitude. Lord, we joyfully sing unto your holy name, and we rejoice in your presence, knowing that you are our Lord, our God, our Savior, our Deliverer, O Lord. You are a God who provides us with the best. You are a God who prospers us, and you load us with benefits every day in the morning. And we give you the praise, O God. Lord, you have desired that we'll always be above and never below. We'll always be the head and not the tail. That's the promise of your word, O God. If we diligently hearken to your voice and do your word, all your blessings will overtake us. And we want to say thank you. Lord God Almighty, today, as your people step out to their jobs, to their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your blessings upon them. I release your holy angels to guard them and protect them. I release your ministering angels to minister unto them. And I pray that your Holy Spirit will lead them and guide them besides the still waters and green pastures and in all truth and righteousness. Abba Father, we lift up the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Father. I praise you because you died for us on the cross of Calvary. You paid the price and the penalty for our sin. And not only that, even before that, O Lord God Almighty, Jesus, you took our, Lord, the burden of our sicknesses, and you were beaten 39 times that we will be healed. And we are healed, your word tells us, that by the wounds and stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. And we thank you for that. And therefore, Lord, I command your healing virtue to flow into the bodies of your people and to the mind of your people, and they'll be healed and made well by the power of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. We thank you, we bless you, and we give you all glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.